Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark. 3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
Oh, an Aperol Spritz.
Cheers. Offer to Mova.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Rob.
We all right?
All good, mate. You?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Good.
I'm not. I've got to get some off my chest.
You been on train again? Cleethorpes.
Have you never any potholes? I forgot all about that train story weeks ago.
Yeah. It's a stone in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
No. That was the wife. That's
someone dropping paint on your drive?
No. You're sort of in the ballpoint figure.
Ruined a shave hook?
What are they? No, let me tell you, right, I'm with Sky, right, and I'm out of contract.
For TV or for internet?
Yeah, sorry, for TV, TV, yeah. I'm out of contract. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay.
Other streaming providers are available.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I don't know where this is going, but I was meant to make a call today to Virgin.
Really? About the same thing?
I've come out of my...
Out of contract.
You don't know you've come out of contract. You just notice it's gone up by £70 for 1 month.
Hang on a minute. Yeah. You didn't notice you'd come out of contract. You're like me, Rob.
Yeah, I did exactly... I did exactly the same last year.
Really?
Yeah, and then I negotiated another deal. Yeah, well, that's where I'm at.
What, you didn't know and then you saw your bill go up, so you thought I must have been out of contract?
I got a reminder that it would come into an end.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you sort of sit on your laurels and you go,
come out.
I've not even had a reminder.
I'm going to say, how are you getting a reminder?
No, you get a reminder.
I didn't get a reminder, but I knew exactly when I was coming out of contract.
Every month when you get your email telling you any emails, you
don't get any emails from Sky or Virgin.
No. Well, I don't get any from Sky because I'm with Virgin.
And we're both.
We're both.
Yeah.
Sky TV, Virgin for
internet.
Okay, right.
That's the only sensible way to do it.
Absolutely. It tells you when you... you don't get an email.
No, from neither.
Well, that's you're to blame for that.
I normally know that I'm coming out of contract because I do get an email from Sky, but it's not necessarily you're coming to the end of your contract, it's this is how much your bill's going up by.
You get that, but every month your bill's coming out and it tells you when your current contract is due.
Mine must be going into a junk folder because I've never had an email from him.
He knows because Ellen's told him.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
Well, but I see you. One second, Mark. We'll come back to you in a minute. But actually, there's a fact of, it is that, Kirk, right? Virgin has the best internet.
It does.
In the UK. Yes. And Sky has the best TV packages.
Although, apparently, the EE is actually the best internet provider, apparently.
No.
Apparently.
Can so I come back here at
hold
some
on,
point?
One second.
We'll come back to you.
Oh,
right. So EE has been voted the best internet provider for the past, I think, 2 years or 3 years or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, by EE customers.
I forgot what we were going to say then.
I was going to say, but surely...
It's all about you.
Did they have a SIM card in the modems?
As a backup. So they use BT Openreach.
They can't be the best then, because BT are the worst.
Well, no, because it's still the same cabling. It's still the same cabling that's coming to your house.
Not with Virgin, it's not.
No, Virgin's different.
Yeah, Virgin's completely
all
different.
All the other providers use the same infrastructure.
Can I have my right?
One second, I need to get to the bottom of this.
It's Mark.
And basically, they will pay almost like a rental charge to Openreach for using their infrastructure.
Apart from Virgin. Because they've got their own lines.
Virgin have got their own, and City Fibre and those.
That's why I thought they're the best speeds, because they've got their own lines.
Yeah, but so EE at the minute, they're offering speeds of up to 1.6 gig.
Right.
Who are?
EE.
Up to.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. But what I'm saying is even Virgin are only offering up to a gig.
Right, okay.
So they're offering 1.6, and then they've also got...
But that's fibre to the property.
Yes.
That's different. So you're talking about... The normal network is almost like your nearest exchange.
Not
and then
much
it would, then it would revert to copper. So then it's bottlenecking. So that's different. Yeah. Fibre to the property.
Fibre to cabinet.
That's right.
That's it.
Fibre to property, you can get ridiculous speeds.
You can.
Yeah. So this is what I'm saying. So Virgin is, I'm with Virgin, by the way. I'm quite happy with Virgin, but I think that EE have kind of overtook them as what's classed as the best internet provider. Right. They offer up to 1.6 gig and it's got a SIM card in the modem, which means you never lose your... So even if your internet drops, it flicks to the SIM card to give you backup.
I mean, that's quite clever.
Guys, and you do know this is my rant. No, yeah.
Can I come in?
We'll come back to you. One minute. You're on dial-up. Just hang on.
And it also comes, the type of modem that it comes with is coverage for your house, and they send you boosters within the packet, within the package.
Okay.
To give you complete coverage. So it's all about complete coverage.
Well, what I also mean is that Virgin, okay, they might have been beaten, but Sky won't be beaten by Virgin on TV packages and their TV system, would they?
Yes. Nah. I think it's, I mean, you can't even pause or rewind or anything on his TV.
Of course I can.
On Sky Glass?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a difference. He's got Sky Glass, I've got a Sky Box.
I've had both. I've had Virgin and Sky, and for me, Sky is head and shoulders above Sky. Above Virgin.
I agree. But so much, I've got Virgin, the package I've got includes TV, my box is in the loft. I won't even put it in my bedroom.
Sky, just to be clear, because I know what you were saying about Sky Glass. Sky Glass has come on a long way in the last 18 months. So now Sky Glass, they hardly even call it Sky Glass anymore. It's Sky Stream now.
Yeah.
Sky Stream,
oh, really? They've actually come away from Sky Glass.
Can I come in yet?
No, shut up. So you're interrupting me.
Okay. So, I can't wait for my rant.
It's Sky Stream now. So basically, you can pause, you can rewind, you can do all that. But it is just literally...
He doesn't
record onto a box or onto a hard drive or anything like that. Everything that you go to watch, you click it and it's pulling it from either BBC iPlayer, ITV player. It's pulling from a streaming service.
So when you pause it, you are pausing it on the server that it's been yes. downloaded from,
yes.
live, if
yeah.
you like.
Yeah.
How do you rewind? The same as you would do an iPlayer.
It's all, yes, yeah. So, but yeah.
It's just rewinding on their server than it is on your TV. Yeah. Whereas mine, as it's playing and I say pause, it just starts recording onto the box, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
and then you rewind it, rewinds yeah. back on the
Which
hard
drive.
Which
is okay if your internet goes down and it carries on working.
Exactly. I was just about to say the biggest pain in the backside is if you lose internet signal for whatever reason, you can't watch telly. You can't do anything.
Yeah. So who are you with for internet, Mark?
A Sky. I said that about 15 minutes ago. This was my rant.
Is it all right?
No, it's not.
I'll tell you what, my bill's due is yours.
But of course it... Well, listen, let me tell you about Sky, right? So I'm out of contract. I'll start again. I'm out of contract, right? I went out of contract on 15th of December, ages ago, right? But he'd been busy, not had time. So I thought, right, need to get around to, you know...
You've not had time DJing at night.
Off Monday to Friday.
When Sky's exactly. short.
No, but I've been busy. That shows you how busy I am. So I do everything on online chats. I never phone them because then you've got a paper trail at conversation.
Yeah.
So I go online.
You young'uns, you can't communicate properly, can you?
So, thank you. I'll take that.
Yeah.
So I'm online chatting. Got through to a guy. Right, said, look, I'm out of contract. It's £101.50 my bill is. What can we do about this? Obviously, right, what's your name? Ages. What's your detail? Right, finally get. Yeah. Oh yeah.
What year were you born? And it takes him about 20 minutes to rewind that clock.
You're scrolling down that thing.
No.
He's like, are you sure it's that long time ago? So right, and he's like, wrong department. Right, okay. Transfers me through. Waits, blah blah blah. Gets to another department.
Help the aged.
So it gets through to help the aged. No, so I'm through to this department. So explaining to them, they're like, "Yeah, okay. Well, we could do a deal for you. What about £96? How's that sound?" I'm like, "What? No, I'm paying 101. 96 is no. I don't want that. Okay, let me put you through to a different department." Okay, right. Already at this point, I've been on this chat for about, I don't know, an hour or so. On this chat thing. I know. So this wow. is my, so putting me through
That's
to a third
that person's got about 20 screens up and chatting with loads of different people.
Yeah. Well, absolutely, yeah, exactly. So they put me through to retentions. Great. Put me through to retentions. Right, okay, right, we've got this deal. What do you want this? You know how they ask you. Do you want movies? Do you like, yeah, I've got Netflix. Don't want movies. What about sport? No, I don't want sport. I just want what I've got. Right, okay. Finally through all this, right, they offer me £75 a month. Like, oh, okay, I can. It's not great, but I can deal with that. Better than 101.
Can I just clarify one thing? Sorry.
Of course.
Is this for Sky and internet? TV and internet?
Yes.
Or just TV?
No, so I'm still in contract with my
broadband yeah.
but I'm out of contract with TV. But this 101 is for both.
Okay, yeah, cool. Okay.
And a landline with your little windy phone.
Yeah, and dial up. So I'm like, okay, I can live with £75. I can do that a month. But there's an admin fee of £30. No, I'm not paying that. Well, you've got to pay that. So we're having a 20-minute conversation about hours. I'm not paying that. It's ridiculous. I've been with Sky 15 years. I'm a VIP. So he goes, right, go and have a word with your manager. He comes back, right, okay, we've got it down, £10. Like, admin fee. I'm like, oh, well, okay, but we'll go.
I 100% would have said, no, I told you at the start, I'm not paying it. Go away and get it back to zero.
Well, I thought, well, okay, but then we got, then we lost connection.
Oh, they cut you off.
They've wound your clock, they've wound your modem down, haven't they?
So I'm like, by this time, I'd run out of time, right? As in, I couldn't go back online and start chatting because I ain't got another hour
that
and
off. That is the phone equivalent of someone going, I can't hear you. You breaking. Oh, have you got bad signal?
Exactly.
That's exactly what they were
so
doing.
So like, oh, right, okay. So I've had to drop. So I've only just got around to doing it again. That's, again, how busy I am. So I've just literally did it the other week. Right, went online. Right, okay, fine. Went through all that again, through different departments. Right, okay. Spoke to, you know, whatever his name were. 75 quid. Oh no, we can't get it as cheap as that. I'm like, hang on a minute.
£96.
Well, they're coming out with stupid stuff like, you know, 90, somebody said 92, and a different department they put me through to, best we can do is 88. And then they're saying to me, are you going to go for that? And I'm going, no, I've got 75. We can't see this 75. I went, I've got screenshots here. So it's all kicking off in the chat. Bearing in mind, I can't speak to them. It's all in a chat thing. Yeah. And they're going,
I can just hear keys getting on.
Keys are getting fast enough, can you?
That's like me on our WhatsApp group trying to get a word in before Mark gets the next text as well.
Angry face emoji. Fist.
If I could, you can't put emojis on the chat.
My problem
but
is, I'm typing so fast just trying to get that message in quick before Mark gets his message in. I press send, look back, and it literally, I've just written it in Indian.
Absolutely. Does not make sense.
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Can I have a vowel, please, Rob?
Yeah. You were talking about elves the other day. I don't know where that come from.
No, it's what on your cup.
It's on your cup. I've seen on my cup. I've seen it.
I don't know what that's about. Anyway, back to my chat. So I'm like, no, this is ridiculous. So I've got a 75. We can't see 75. Puts me through to a different department, through to a girl this time. Right? She says, oh, yeah, let me just have a look at your notes.
You think it's a girl?
Well, yeah. Well, it comes up with a name.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just somebody typing on a keyboard.
Well, true, absolutely. I mean, they're all foreign names. I mean, obviously, but I'm like, oh, you know, fine. So, like, she says, oh, yeah, let me just put on a read your notes. I'm like, well, bear in mind, it's on my computer, so I'm doing other stuff. Anyway, I'm getting distracted. I'm like, she's been a long time. Anyway, after 30 minutes, she comes back. Right?
You waited 30 minutes?
Well, I didn't wait. That's what I'm saying. I'm sat on my computer. I'm not on the... It was just there. And then I got distracted because, you know, I'm doing other stuff. And I'm like, she's been a while. It's with 30 minutes. She literally... Bearing in mind, I'm already in a bad mood, you know, I mean, type thing, because at last experience a couple of weeks ago and this. She comes back and goes, oh, I'm sorry about that. I went on my lunch.
Wow!
Seriously, so I'm sorry. Have you just said that you kept me waiting 30 minutes while you went on your lunch? Yeah, sorry. So where were we? I'm like, forget this renewing contract. I want to talk about this 30 minutes while you put me on hold.
Oh, she didn't realise she was on the line. And I'm like.
I'd be like, what did you have for lunch? Was it nice?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm like...
Mark's going, right then, this is going from 75 to 15 a month, or I'm taking you to court.
Right, well, she having none of this 75 quid. She's like, no. And then she said, oh, I found it. I found this 75 quid. Admin charge of 30 quid. I went, no, we've had this conversation. Right, okay. Right, no, fine. Go and speak to your manager. I can't speak to the manager, right?
They finished for the day.
Lunch.
That's why I had an half an hour break while you were still on call.
So at this point, Mike, she's going, it's 75 quid and a 30 quid admin fee. I'm like, no, you need to put me through to your complaints department. We don't have a complaints department. So I'm not getting anywhere. So I thought, right, I need to phone. So I phoned them up. I literally phoned them. Spoke to this guy.
Wow.
I know, phoned them up. Spoke to this guy. Explain it to him. He says, I says, look, I've been speaking to this girl, 75. He can't even see this 75 quid. He's like, there's no, that's best I can do. I said, well, put me through to retentions. By this point.
Whoa, hold on. He offered you 75 straight off and said, that's the best I can do.
He couldn't find the 75 quid. The best he could do was like 92 right, or something like that. And this was what frustrated me because I'm like, to me, it's just one company, Sky.
Yeah.
And he's saying to me, there's different departments. I'm like, I don't care about that. Surely you should have access to all these departments. So anyway, he's like, by this point, he were getting mad with me. Now, when I complain, I don't swear, I don't raise my voice, I'm quite firm, and he's getting mad with me. He's like, you don't understand. I says, no, I understand. I want to speak. I want to speak to your manager because I'm not happy about this. Oh, you can't speak to my manager. I went, well, why not? Oh, well, he's busy. And he's like coming out with excuses like, well, he's busy. I'm like, well, what's he busy doing? busy doing things. I'm like, are you saying that I can't speak to your manager? And he's going, you're not listening to me. He's talking to me, rude. I'm like, how dare you? And then I'm sort of speaking, and then he starts talking over me. I mean, you know, when you literally have an argument with someone and you just sort of raise your voice louder.
Yeah.
And that's what he was doing with me. And I was going, this is ridiculous.
Did you say to him, next, you're going to F off on your break in a minute, aren't you? Yeah. And leave you on this phone line.
So it got that bad where I'm like, well, at least I'm going to cancel. So anyway, long story short, they weren't prepared to put me through to manager. I wanted to make a complaint. They said,
you can't make a complaint.
You can't make a complaint. You need to go through a different department.
Nope.
There were no deal. There were no £75 deal. Oh, I've missed something out. My apologies. I've completely missed something out. When that girl came back off her lunch, sorry, this is why I filmed them. When she came back off her lunch, God, I can't remember. I can't believe I've missed this point. When she came back, I went, right, this £75 then, admin fee. She went, oh, it's £75. That deal's gone up now. And I went, what? So you've been on your lunch, and since you've gone on your lunch, this deal, this £75 is no longer on. She went, no, it's gone up now, it's 80.
Do you know what? I reckon when you ring them up, so I bet it's like the stock exchange trading floor.
And yeah. They're like, right, I think
how much
it is.
80 quid, sell. Right, yeah.
It feels like that.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to rethink why I physically rang them up. It's because she went, like, yeah, it's 80. I went, no, you said 75. She went, oh, that deal's gone. I'm like, what do you mean it's gone? And that's when I rang up, and then that's when they were like, we can't even see a 75.
Jesus.
So anyway, a long story short, I've cancelled.
Good man. Good for you.
Yeah.
Vote with your feet, as they say.
Good for you.
Well done.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've no Sky. I've no I'm just like no TV.
Even at 100 and whatever it were on your top end is way cheaper than what I pay. So.
I was going to
say. Well, I actually had a really positive experience with Virgin the other day. And I went the long way around like you would, Mark.
Yeah.
So we moved our living room round, and obviously with Virgin, everything's hardwire, isn't it? Mm. So we're moving the router and the TV to the other side of the living room. The incoming box, if you like, on the wall is on the other side of the living room. So I needed a cable to extend to go around. So what do you do? Straight on Amazon. I'll have a look.
Yep.
Virgin Media, extension kit, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, 24 quid. Brilliant. This'll do the job. Gets it. Plums it all in.
Plums it?
Plums it all
plums
in.
Plums in, okay.
Plums it all in. TV comes straight on. Modem's flashing for a bit. About 5 or 10 minutes. Then it connects, and I thought, great, we're on. Runs a speed check. Bearing in mind, I normally get about 400 meg. 40 meg upload I'm getting, and 40 meg download. I'm like, hang on a minute. Why is my download speed same as my upload speed? My upload speed is right. Because it's about 10%.
In America, that.
It's about 10% of what you download is into your upload speed. So I thought, that's right. Why is my download speed so slow? So I tried it on another device. 40 meg. It's not right this. So I disconnected it all, tried it again. Couldn't get it above 40 meg. So I thought, well, it's clearly because this cable that I bought is too long. It's obviously not going to work.
Okay.
Packaged it all up. Sends a return off to Amazon. You know, they've sold this thing that it's suitable for what it is, and it's not suitable because... You know,
it's
throttling me internet. So I thought, I'll ring Virgin up and see how much it is to have this box moved. So I rings up, and lady answers phone. How can I help? So I explained it all. So, that's no problem. Well, we've got two options. We can either send you a cable, or we can send out an engineer. If you send an engineer, there'll be a charge, or you can have a cable for free.
That's you jumping on it too quick.
Yeah, it's me going too quick.
Just ringing
them first. The proper cable, the Virgin Media cable, all singing, all dancing for nothing.
And your speeds are fine. Yeah.
I paid £24 for something that
you've got your £24 back though, haven't you, from Amazon?
Oh yeah. That's what I said. So I went the long way around, like you would. And but Virgin were like, no, we'll sort that out. What length cable do you want?
Well.
Brilliant.
I hope my experience with Virgin tomorrow is as good as that and not like Mark's.
Well, my last negotiation was equally as positive as well.
I mean, in all fairness, the last time I rang Virgin, I remember it were a good couple of years ago, maybe 2 years ago. And I remember it's like, I don't know how these systems work, but it's like you make the call and someone goes, it's a guy wanting a deal. And they like must pass it to the friends because next thing, my phone's ringing while I'm on the phone. And I'm thinking,
your phone's ringing whilst you're on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on the phone. You get call waiting. You know,
I thought you were ringing on two calls.
No, it's a mobile. Do you mind just holding a second? Yeah, no problem. Hello. hello, this is the Virgin team looking to looking for an offer. Well, yeah, but I'm on the guy, I'm on the phone to the guy at the minute making an offer. Oh, well, what price have they given you?
I've never experienced that. I've not actually got to that point yet,
but he's just about to. Well, and he's trying to go. I went, mate, sorry, I am already on the phone and I've gone through
a
lot of things.
Are they in direct competition with each other?
Well, it gets worse. So I put the phone down, goes back to him, the phone rings again. I went, sorry, just give me one more second.
Hello, Sky.
Mate, we're Virgin, just Virgin again. Are you looking for another deal? And I was like, do you know what? No. Went off and went, do you know what these calls I'm making are from Virgin? And he didn't sound surprised in the slightest. He went, yeah. And carried on. Like he knows that's what's happening. How mad is that?
I've never experienced that.
Is it just a Virgin thing or something?
I've never had it on any other thing other than Virgin.
I've never had it with Virgin at all. Yeah. But what I will say is, when I missed the end of my contract and it shot up by, you know, nearly 100 quid, I know, like, Jesus. I rang them up and it went down by half. And yeah. I was like, yep, great, I'll stay with you.
I must admit, because I'm with Virgin for my broadband and I was on Virgin 250 or something like that. And in all fairness, I wanted higher speeds because I'd got my computer now up in my loft and stuff like that, and I wanted higher speeds for gaming. But I was out of contract and it had jumped from £38 a month to £50 a month. I said, well, I'm not paying £50 a month for 250 meg broadband. So Daisy rang them, in all fairness, and Daisy came back to me. She went, right, they weren't willing to come down in price. I'm like, right. However, what they have done is put you on the top package for that money. So what they've done is, so I pay £50 a month for 1 gig.
Yeah.
1 gig internet. So... But yeah, I've always enjoyed it. I think Sky and Virgin. So who are you going to go with, Mark?
Well, I'm not going to go with anyone. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get a free sat machine.
A DVD player?
Yeah.
A free sat machine.
I'm going to go for a free sat. So I've researched. I'll just get one of these. I don't watch movies as such, as you guys know. I've still not seen Grease. And that's been out years, so I'll get around to it. So
of all the films to be.
I don't watch sport. I mean, look at me. Does it look like this body does sport?
So what are you going to do for internet?
No, I've still got internet because this is my TV that's out of contract. So I'm only cancelling my Sky TV.
Wow, so you had the contract separately?
Yeah, separate. Oh, right, okay. Because that I'm still in contract with my broadband.
So maybe when you do have to deal with your broadband, and that's when they'll try and hook you back in with a broadband and TV deal. Absolutely. And that's where you might get the better deal. When's your internet due?
Oh, well, I only signed up for it last June. That's 2 years. So
I'm going to set it all off on your free set.
When they brought your record up, they've gone, well, we've got him here.
I think they have, you know.
Yeah.
I think they've looked at the fact that you've already got a contract with them. So if you leave, it's like, well, they haven't left.
Yeah.
Well, I've left my TV, but just not my broadband, but it's completely separate.
See, my problem is I actually can't have anyone but Virgin.
Yeah, because
we've got a BT line. I've hidden it behind a wall, behind a cupboard that I've built. And you can't access it. So I'd have to have BT come out and put a new line in the house.
Why did you do that?
Well, because I genuinely believe that BT is the most shittest internet the world's ever known. And therefore, just thought, I'm not having it. And if I got it now, I'd get it fibre to point. I'd have it put into house.
Right.
But the problem is they have to dig your driveway up, don't they? And when you've spent thousands doing your drive, you think...
Who needs to dig your driveway up?
Virgin.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. If you want fibre to point to your house.
Well, I've got fibre to my house, and I only got it fitted last year because that was more of my concern.
All right.
And they did it through a like utility type pipe.
Yeah. Yeah, that the ducts have to already be in place.
Yeah.
So I presume your house is like brand new.
So the duct goes to about a metre in front of my house, where I've dug it out. And put fake turf all around it, embedded it in. So it's still there, the grates there. I've not adjusted anything, but that's as far as it'll go. So when they get it to there, they go, yeah, but we've now got to go underneath there into your house.
Okay.
So they'd have to take up or dig all that up to get it to that last little bit.
Right.
And I'd be like, you're joking. No, I can't do it. Mm. So they'd have to, they could go around and drive, but they'd have to dig up tarmac up out of it, drive. And the cost is on you, isn't it? Wherever they do it, it comes back to you. So,
I get it. I mean, that was my concern when we got, because, you know, I've always wanted broadband, fibre optic, is it?
Full fibre.
Full fibre. That. Thank you, Kurt. But it's never been on our, you know, well, it's been on our area, but because I'm in a cul-de-sac,
yeah,
it's like, well, is it worth putting it up that street? So they tend not to bother.
Yeah.
And they've done it. But then my next concern were like, well, do they have to dig the drive up? But I mean, one of my neighbours had it done and they didn't. So I thought, well, if he's isn't, mine's not.
The mad thing is, when I first moved into the house, I went, I'm going all out here with internet, top package, blah, blah, blah. So back then, I think we paid for 400
million
meg
trillion billion
broadband. And back, that 10 years ago. So that was a top one they did, I think, 10 years ago. And then after a while, I thought, do you know what? I don't know if I'm getting the most out of this. I don't think I need it. So I dropped it to 200. Oh, I didn't see a difference. So I thought, that's a bit weird. So I waited a bit longer. I dropped it to 200. I still didn't see a difference.
And even
to this point, I'm not seeing a difference.
You won't see the difference. The difference comes in when you've got more devices using
yes.
that connection.
Exactly. So the fact there's only two of us using it,
yeah,
it's like...
You're not throttling.
Yeah. I've noticed such a positive difference going from 250 to a gig.
A gig.
But a lot of that, like you say, is down to the fact that there's a lot of stuff in our house.
There's a lot of houses on your street.
Do you know what I mean? It's not just that.
It's people connected to your internet.
Which is a lot. We've got what, Sky Glass, 3 Sky Pucks, computers,
iPads, yeah, yeah.
Phones, yeah. iPads, kids, yeah. phones. So I noticed a massive difference.
I mean, so anyway, that's my story about Sky. I mean, 15 years I've been with them. And I had no intention of leaving.
So you win all modcons, FreeSat.
FreeSat. Well, I mean, the only things what concerns me, and I know you guys have already touched onto it, is Sky's really responsive. Yeah. You know, when you're moving around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, you know, when you go to like your normal TV and you move around trying to, you know, it's a little bit, it's not great, but it's a little bit sluggish compared to Sky's really. But I don't know how good this FreeSat box is.
It depends how much you pay for the box.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Well, I bought the best box there is.
Why don't you just get a dodgy stick off Tony who comes in on a Friday? He'll sort you right out.
I don't know Tony.
Have you never had one? Do you know about him?
Not that we're recommending that, listeners.
No, we don't recommend it
in any way, shape or form.
No. But it's a serious contender.
Well, I wanted to be able to record. I presume you can't record onto these sticks, can you?
No, you don't need to. It streams just like Sky.
No, but I don't like streaming.
Oh, right.
I'm old Scott.
It's not right for you, is it?
So this FreeSat box, it's a 2 terabyte. You can record to it like just like a Sky.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I've got a rant. mine is very straightforward. Is it H or H?
H.
As in the letter?
No, yeah. You're asking.
H. Is it H or H?
H.
H.
H. H.
It's not, it's H.
It depends.
I don't agree.
H.
But apparently, and I'm, and
depends that, on it your accent, surely.
It was on a TV.
I'm spelling my surname. H. I. H. Yeah, it's a H.
Yeah, I say
but
H.
But if I'm talking in conversation, I might just go H.
H.
Yeah. H.
Yeah, it depends
apparently,
on
the
accent.
Apparently, the correct way of saying that letter is H.
H.
H. Without H. the her.
Who says?
Who says this?
I can't remember. It won't TV.
You've made it up on
you. No.
This is absolutely a Robinson.
100% not made it up.
This is absolutely a Robinson.
100%. It was on and I
alphabetical.
All I know is it was really annoying me on TV and I was going, they were actually talking about it and saying, no, it is H. And I can't remember. I've just got the note. All I've put
it
is
Big Bird, weren't it?
H or H. I made that note because I wanted to ask you guys.
Yeah,
and I'm like, no, it's not. H. It's H.
H. H. H.
And I'm pretty confident it was H. On. When I say this, it's absolutely just ruins everything I've said in terms of, oh, well, if it was said on there, but it was something they were watching. It was on Gogglebox.
Oh,
but it was something that they were watching on Gogglebox.
Countdown.
I'm sure it was. I can't remember what it was.
Can't we phone the blind?
Can I have a H, please? No, you can't. You can have an H.
You can have an H.
Can we phone the bloke up from Steps? He'll know, because that's his name. He'll know.
Well, that's it. I call him H, not
then
H.
Then there's that rapper guy who's
H.
called H, but
yeah,
it's not
he
H.
He is called H.
H, but he's spelled A-I-T-C-H.
Yeah, because his surname would probably be Aitchison, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So maybe we should get these on podcast.
Can we
sort this out?
H.
He's still...
I'd go H.
Hold on. Let me, because I've not even researched it. Let me have a quick search on here. Is it? Hey, you can't even spell it. H.
So you're typing into Google, is it the letter H or the letter H? You are, aren't you?
Well, I thought...
And it's just going to come back and it's going to go, well, that's exactly the same thing what you've just written.
As opposed to just writing, how do you pronounce
the letter? The letter H is pronounced A-I-T-C-H. What? You can't say that, can
what
you?
What website's that?
It's AI Overview
Facebook.
On Google.
.com or .co.uk?
Just Google.
No, but is it in America? Because don't forget...
It's the AI, it's AI searching everything from on.
So it says the letter H... the letter H is pronounced H for most English speakers. However, some people pronounce it H. Explanation. The standard pronunciation in England is H.
See, so there you go. If I was spelling my surname, it would be H-I-double-L.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you do know there's some listeners going, what are they talking about?
Yeah, but I bet there's other people.
I'm not convinced we've got any listeners left, to be honest. 26 minutes in, because all we've been talking about is download speeds.
Some people get turned off by that.
I'll throw some at it. This is completely random, but it's just with Rob saying that. You know, when you know what an autograph is, don't you? And you know what a signature is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the difference between them?
Yeah.
A signature is something official. An autograph is something that you can give for a personality.
Yes. But if you're signing something, you're going to sign it exactly the same.
I don't.
You
do autographs.
You do autographs. Have you been practicing for when you get famous?
Yes.
I'm on Rotherham's number one podcast, you know.
My autograph is/would be different to my signature.
Oh, right, okay.
Because why would you want to be passing around your formal signature to...
Well, I can't imagine that Tom Cruise signs...
Well, in case somebody gets all your checkbook.
You're right, but I guess you're not telling me that everybody who signs a signature signs the autograph differently.
I think
some people would sign the same.
I think when I've... Any autographs that I have seen from famous people, they tend to do something a bit arty with it, don't they?
And normally, famous people, it's not actually the same name.
Yeah, it's a different name.
It's a different name.
Well, the stage name.
Yeah, so really, they're signing something completely different.
So Frank Bruno's not called Frank?
Maybe not. If he wasn't called that, what would he be called?
That's thrown you a curveball, isn't it?
It has.
Go on, then.
Nope.
It's Frank Bruno. Is Frank Bruno still alive?
I think he looks...
Is he?
Yeah.
I think he looks like a Barry.
Barry Bruno.
Barry Bruno. I think he does look like a Barry.
What if he's actually called Bruno and his surname's Frank?
Yeah, Bruno Frank.
Bruno Frank.
Mm. That's quite a good name. I think you got it the wrong way around.
Mm. Well, if you're listening, Frank, let us know.
Speaking of internet and stuff, and it got me thinking about cabling, you doing your cabling. I read something the other day that as well as them, do you know about them running cables to between... Or they either have or they're doing it. They run cables between the UK and America.
Yes. Through the ocean, bottom of the ocean, yeah.
Yeah. Did you know there's actual plans to put a tunnel in between UK and USA?
Yes.
I didn't know about that, a tunnel.
It's going to cost £15.6 trillion. Pounds.
Wow.
Or dollars.
What'll happen, don't you? We'll do the tunnel and then Donald Trump will put a wall around it.
but the thing is, right, what? So... Go on, Mark.
No, so I've sort of seen this on Facebook, but I just thought that's a load of rubbish. But is this something they've been thinking about? And who's been paying for it, apparently, for years?
And now it's grown more legs. There's nothing to say that it is actually happening.
It was first talked about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It might be a bit longer now. I forget how quick time goes.
Yeah.
And there was meant to be an agreement that America would pay half and the UK would pay half. And then it all fell through.
They should be paying more. Yeah. They're bigger than us.
America would get their tunnel halfway and we go, sorry, we can't afford it.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd decide we're only going to do a mile of it.
Yeah.
But then...
Sod the potholes.
So it all kind of fell apart. However, the reason why it's raised its head again is because now there's some private firms that are interested in doing it. And then obviously charging... As a toll.
I mean, it's going to be a long tunnel, and I'm not
very
sure.
Long.
And I'm not sure I want to go in it.
Well, firms will be. It'll be Jeff Bezos. It'll be an Amazon tunnel.
Yeah,
for quicker deliveries.
Absolutely will. But the stats are that if it goes ahead, I don't know where they've got this number from because it's a very specific number. It'll take you 54 minutes to get from the UK to USA.
Yeah.
Really?
54 minutes. That's the speed. Yeah.
That's the speed.
That's the time. But that's how fast it will be going.
Well, it takes me seven hours on a plane. I'm going 500 miles an hour.
Yeah, this would be like...
So many of it is going up So many of the time is coming down, and you're not going direct. You've got to go on flight paths.
But this is wow. what. But hold on. So when I read this, I was like, hold on a minute.
Is this right? I'm not sure.
Well, listen, because it gets funny when I. Okay. I looked at how long it took the Channel Tunnel to be made. Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh yeah.
So it took 6 years to make the Channel Tunnel, and it's 24 miles long. It's 3,400 miles to USA. So working out the maths, it will take 850 years to build.
Wow.
Now, I'm not obviously, today, as if the Channel Tunnel was made 100 years ago, you know, so we're slightly more advanced, but it's not going to radically change that 24 miles from taking 6 years to much difference. So, it can't be.
I won't lie, you're right, but I'm just thinking, I don't know if I'd want to be in that tunnel. I've been in Eurotunnel, fine, but that's much shorter than this tunnel.
The mad thing is when you the more and more you read into it, it also can't track with the ocean floor, because the ocean floor is somewhat tens of miles down. So the pressure and all these other things that they'd have to just to build, let alone run it, it would have to float. But not on the surface. It would have to have a certain depth under the water so that things can go over the top, but not down, because they physically can't go low enough down.
It's just implode, wouldn't it?
The engineering it just sounds impossible, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But once
upon a time, somebody had said landing on the moon were impossible.
Well, someone would have said the Channel Tunnel was impossible, wouldn't they?
And it's not going to be built in our lifetime anyway.
No, it's definitely not going to be built in your lifetime.
What are you saying?
I think there's more chance of a new supersonic jet coming first, commercial airline.
This is the thing, right? I'll never understand why they stopped making jets.
I know what you're going to say. Concorde.
You mean? I can tell you if you want.
Oh, well, please do. Because I can't be the only one.
It probably cost them more to put it up in the bloody sky.
Because they were tiny. You couldn't get many people on it.
So it wasn't commercially viable. A lot of people, but then they didn't have the technology then to be able to reach the speeds that it needed to reach. So, like, a lot of people are under the impression that Concorde got grounded because of the Air France crash. But actually, it was already being wound down before that. And it was a commercial decision, because it was costing them more. So, basically, it was £4,000 a seat to travel in Concorde?
It was expensive.
Back then?
I mean, that might have been returned. I've got that figure in my head.
Actually, you could have meant in today's money it was 4,000.
Yeah.
Well, no, because then that wouldn't be relative, would it?
It
wouldn't be relevant.
They had to charge that amount per ticket because of the limited seats on it. So it was a very high class, like very class distinction. It wasn't commercially viable. So, but now, when they're looking at planes now, they've got the technology and stuff to be able to do it, because what they're looking at doing now is a plane would take off and almost climb vertical. Not quite vertical, obviously, but almost climb vertical and get as high up as possible, like 70,000 feet.
Right, yeah. Just almost out of Earth's atmosphere.
Because what they're saying is because being able to get that high, it'll use less fuel.
Yeah, so therefore,
it become more commercially viable.
And scientifically, the higher up you are, does the distance become longer, or does it become?
It depends if you speak to somebody with a tin foil hat.
Definitely not flat. But like, I always think if I'm doing. I don't know.
Come on, Rob. We're waiting for this.
You've
calling
off it, Rob. Come on.
I'm thinking that if you do 100 miles per hour on the motorway, but then went up.
In the
100
sky.
Miles. Yeah. The mass doesn't matter. The 100 is irrelevant. But if you went up 100, I then thought if you did the same 100 miles, 100 feet, 100, whatever up in the air, it gets faster, or the distance becomes shorter. It can't, can it?
No.
No.
As I'm saying it, I'm thinking it's not that.
You'd need less energy to go as fast, but the distance is still the distance.
Yes. Right. Okay.
So you need less forward momentum energy. Because the air friction is less. So therefore you would, the same amount of energy that would be needed to do it at 1,000 feet is if you was to do the same kind of energy at 75,000 feet, yeah, you would go further.
Right, okay.
All using right. the same amount of energy.
Right.
So,
or you could just turn engines off. So if you've gone that high and you just freeze, glide, and you get
glide,
to
glide, 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 yeah, right, glide, yeah.
So yeah, but I think there's more chance. I think there's a chance of us seeing that in our lifetime.
Sorry, Mark. What are you looking at me? Why are you looking at me?
Well, with the modern advancements of what SpaceX are doing, and in fact, I only learnt yesterday, Jeff Bezos has joined the fold, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Even he's meant to be sending up a rocket. Do you know what? I'm a bit like.
He'll be there next day on
the
moon.
I know. I don't work for the guy now, but right. he did used to own it. I'm a bit like, all right, mate, you started an online bookstore, right? Mm. And now you're trying to go to space. Mm. I mean, I implore is a, you know, what do you call it?
Endeavours.
Well, yeah, he's trying to do.
Elon Musk only started as an app developer, didn't he?
Yeah, but he's a different kind of fish.
You're absolutely right. However, when I don't know whether I read a book or saw a documentary, one about Elon Musk, and he actually started with the end goal of going to space and then worked backwards on how he could get there.
Ah,
all the way back to being 12.
Yeah, I don't know at what point, but basically his end goal was to travel to space or to have the means of exploring space and stuff like that. So everything that he's done in his life has been trying to get to that goal. Whereas I think with someone like Jeff Bezos, it's like, well, he's doing it, so I'll do it.
Yeah.
And if you've got that much money and that much power, what's left? Well,
I thought it was Jeff Bezos that had the intention of wanting to move industry to Mars. Or certainly to space.
No, that's Musk, isn't it?
That was Musk.
Was it?
Yeah, because although Jeff Bezos' company ethos has always been...
The customers.
Order today and get
the
most, out 10.
The most customer-obsessed company in the universe.
Yeah.
Not the world. The universe. He's always been the universe.
So he needs to get a distribution centre on Mars.
But as you were saying, it just like you said, he's just jumping on the bandwagon, surely. He didn't start with that end goal of going to space. He created an online bookshop, which is essentially what Amazon was.
Yeah, of course
and
it is.
And now it's a lot
in
more
his
than
garage.
That. But yeah, and don't get me wrong, I'm not taking anything away from it. What an incredible feat to go from that to what it is now. But, you know, whereas Elon, who started Napster, which was his first thing, wasn't it?
eBay.
No.
PayPal.
PayPal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where did I get Napster from? That's because I watched Social Network not that long ago, and that was someone else that also does something now that we know about. But anyway, PayPal, yeah. So to say he started with that and now he's where he is.
Yeah.
How the hell did we get from that? And I was going to ask
I don't know,
question.
But while we're talking about stuff that people won't be interested in, what do we reckon about? Do we think that, like, you know, when you look at things like... Star Trek and stuff like that, you know, like with spaceships and like travelling in space. I'm not necessarily saying living in space, bear with me on that a minute, but travelling through space, at the kind of, you know, when you start talking about being able to travel at light speed and stuff like that. Yeah. Do we think that's a possibility?
Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Yeah. A lot of scientists would disagree. A lot of scientists would say it's impossible to travel at the speed of light.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Travel at speed of light or travel in space?
Yeah, travel at the speed of light.
I thought you were about travelling. You
said travelling in space.
Yeah.
No. Through the traveling. I got what he meant. He meant travelling at...
Of course, I know we can travel in space. What I mean is being able to travel at light speeds to be able to go to different universes
I'm not so sure about the speed of light.
Oh, okay, right, yeah.
To get to a different galaxy, you'd have to be travelling something like 50 times the speed of light, and it'd still take you 20 years or 30 years to get there. So, you know, that when you think that the speed of light is, you can go around the Earth eight times in a second if you're traveling at the speed of light.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Because if you could travel at the speed of light, would that not mean you could, that would enable time travel?
Well, that's the argument.
I dare say that the
possibility of travel of something moving at the speed of light is a distinct possibility. I don't know whether...
As in an object, sorry, yeah?
Yeah. I don't think necessarily, you know, carrying a living mass would be possible.
Well, they got close, didn't they, with the Hadron Collider. That got close to the speed of light.
Yeah, I think we'd just
Yeah, the effects it has on our body, you mean? We just go to mush, won't we?
I think so.
We just go to mush.
I think it's one thing making something that's capable of travelling, but carrying something within that and maintaining its shape.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we'll try it with a cat first, won't we? That's what we'll do. Yeah. That's what we'll do. And then they'll go, oh, no, it didn't work with cat. And then we'll go, we'll put it on back burner and we'll try again in 40
years'
time.
They should try it with peas, shouldn't they? Then they'd just be mushy peas.
But yeah, I think we'll get there eventually. I agree with Mark. I'm not sure about sending an object. What is one thing, but sending a human or a human doing it is something
human.
Else.
It's not a human.
A human. All the way back to
there's a H.
There's no H.
So you're right. It is human.
Well, no, but that's interesting. What you've just said. You said you think we'll get there eventually.
Yes.
As in. So do you think we'll get there eventually or not?
Hey, we might already be there. We might have already been there and back.
Don't know, do we? Well, yeah, because it's similar to what you said earlier about, you know, putting a man on the moon. I mean,
REM, weren't it?
Good song.
People back in 1910s and 1920s. I mean, 1910s and 1920s when we come... Could we fly then, by the way? When Wright Brothers, we're flying?
I don't know. That were
1920s.
20s. So back... People saying to people back in 1920s, I know we can't fly yet, but we're going to have a man on the moon in 50 years' time. They're going to go, no, we can't even fly, so there's no chance. So and that's advanced quite quickly. So do I think that we could do that? Then yes, I think it'll.
I honestly don't think that'll ever happen.
Why?
I don't know why. I just don't think. I've probably watched too many science documentaries that tell you that it's physically impossible.
I don't know whether to believe you.
Others would agree. Many would agree, but I do think catching up with closer speeds to the speed of light is definitely. What's the highest we can go at the minute? Mach 3. I was going to say Mach 4, but I think that's only Gillette Razor.
No. I was going to say my Razor only does Mach 4.
I've been on a roller coaster that does Mach 3 or 4.
I think you can go. I think, is speed of sound Mach 3 or something like that? Speed of sound.
Well, Mark's been on a roller coaster on Mach 3.5.
You've got me sanity checking myself.
I don't know for sure, but I think Mark might be confusing G rather than Mach.
Sorry,
I'm not confusing anything.
You're thinking of G-force.
I'm talking of G, yeah.
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 So,
3
yeah.
and 4 G.
Whereas
I'm thinking Mach 3.
But I think fighter jets can get up to like Mach 4, Mach 5.
Yeah, well, I lost count after 3, but that's where I think
5 G's I've been up to on a roller coaster.
Yeah. No, Mach 5.
Mark doing Mach 3, speed of sound on a roller coaster.
I've had a shave with a Mach 3.
Yeah.
I think if you were going on a roller coaster at Mach 3, you might come away with no facial hair or face.
You'd be just mush.
Mach 3. Is approximately 2,300 miles an hour.
So what is speed of sound? So what roller coaster is speed of sound?
What Mac is the speed of sound?
0.2 or something.
That'd be Mach 2, wouldn't it?
I thought you were researching it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I thought you
were trying to guess it first.
He's going to guess it.
I bet I can beat you.
because speed of sound is 700 miles an hour.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Well, because planes do it, don't they? So what did I say Mach 3 were? 2,300?
Fighter jets do it.
So it's Mach 1 then?
Speed of sound is 343 metres per second.
Miles.
Miles.
No, miles per hour.
But it just says 343 MS.
No, it could be Mach 1, won't it?
I used to think it was Mach 1 and I think I've read somewhere that it's not and it confused me.
Right, speed of sound is 767 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And what did I say Mach 3 were?
2,300. Yeah, yeah.
So it's
Mach 1.
Yeah,
fine.
Airplane travelling at the speed of sound is 660 miles per hour. Is that what you just said?
Yeah. Well, thereabouts.
Airplane travelling at the speed of sound. Ah, it depends on height. Yeah, that's showing height.
So therefore, I think is it the fighter jet? I think can get to speeds of about 2,000. Is it miles an hour? So I think they can pull about Mach 2, Mach 3.
Wow, that's fast.
I think I'm sure fighter jets.
I hope there's no experts listening to this episode, because they're going to go, what are they talking about? They're throwing figures all out, all over the place.
We're all just guessing.
We're in a bloody pub. We're not recording a Discovery Channel special. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, there's a thought.
We're not used to being fact checked.
No, but in all fairness, I genuinely do believe that we will quite possibly double that Mac over it. A good period of years, but I just can't see us getting as fast as the speed of light.
I know, listen, it all comes down to what happens with fuel and energy resource.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the thing that stops planes or whatever it is traveling them kind of speeds is the thrust capacity needed, therefore the fuel needed.
Therefore
fuel
the reserves needed.
Hence why you've got things like rocket ships, for instance, that set off and then have to discard the fuel tanks and stuff. Because it's that extra fuel that they need. Mm. And at the end of the day, you know, you get to a point where the thing becomes too big because of the fuel that it needs to carry. So
it can't go very far because of distance.
If we can harness nuclear power, then that becomes a completely different story.
We have already harnessed that, haven't we, to some degree? We just don't use it.
What we have,
we can't discard of it very well.
We have got it. It's just that it's hard. I think it's incredibly hard to work with, if you know what I mean. It's not like we can just put it in a bottle and go, right, that'll do. Because then you have nuclear waste from it.
I did see a video online the other day, and actually I meant to check whether it was real or not. It looked real, but I tend to think that if it was real, then I wouldn't have found out about it on TikTok.
Is it a talking dog?
It weren't Chernobyl, was it? Because that's definitely real.
No, it was a company saying that they'd harnessed renewable nuclear power in like an egg. And you can...
In an egg shape.
It's like
an egg.
How big is this egg? That's a big
free
egg.
Range.
Benefit of type is going like...
It powers your entire house.
Well, it doesn't surprise me in that submarines work off nuclear, don't they?
Yes.
And both submarines are a decent size. They're not that big. And to think that whatever size rod, whatever size thing that is that's operating that, we just make it smaller. That's why I'm a bit like...
Well, that's possibly easier said than done.
Well, I'm sure it is. I'm making it sound like you do it at home. We're DIY, mate.
Just make it cut it down a bit.
Yeah. But I don't...
Have you not seen any like, I Shrunk the Kids?
It's like Concord. Just make it bigger.
Yeah.
just make it smaller. Just make it bigger.
If you've got a certain size, it's a rod, isn't it? It's an element of something that they've infused with...
something like
with radiation and whatever. Just make it smaller.
Mm.
But the question I sometimes think is... Who would want that? We want it. But what about all the other industries that want you to buy oil, that don't want nuclear, that once you've made it,
well,
it never runs out.
Mm.
Once you've created nuclear, your houses would run on that for thousands of years.
Yeah.
And once it's made and sold, who then buy? It's not like after 10 years it'll run out.
You'd have to
but don't you get nuclear waste from nuclear power? They do have a life.
They'd have to charge you like a nuclear tax where you'd be taxed on owning it or having it.
I was going to say,
do you know when light bulbs were originally invented? They lasted forever. And the powers that be all came together and gave light bulbs a lifespan to burn out after lifespan, so it could become a commercial commodity.
Yeah.
Well, weren't there some? I mean, I'm probably making this going to sound like, weren't there something to do with cars running on water way back in the day? Somebody invented something where waters could, and that was snuffed out quite quickly.
That's right. Yeah.
So I'm not making it up. Yeah.
These sort of things. The people that invent them have ways of being disposed of quite quickly, don't they?
Mm. Yeah.
Because I've read that story about cars running on water.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking a long time ago. I'm talking, what, 100 years or whatever?
Oh, no. Oh, well, the one I have were 80s.
I'm thinking about way back.
And what about that fella? Jesus, he could walk on it.
And that were thousands of years ago.
That were thousands, yeah. Well, he couldn't even part it. Or is that somebody else? That's Moses, isn't it?
Oh, that were one of the best you've ever said that.
Yeah. That were good, then, one that one.
Thanks.
But going back to the space thing, though, I think what will probably happen more before that is, I think we'll, it's a word I'm not going to be able to say, colonise, is that right?
Colonise.
Yeah.
Well, it depends what you're following it with. It sounds like you're going in the right direction.
And it's not a particularly hard word to say either, so I don't know why you thought you couldn't.
Because I end up saying cholera, And it's not cholera, that's a disease.
That's something different.
Colonoscopy?
See? You colonise.
That's a pain in the arse. Yeah,
well. Now he's back to the show. Oh, no.
Literally.
Sorry, Mark. Have you done your rant yet?
Let me tell you about Sky. No, so I think that's what we'll do. We'll end up colonising other planets, I think.
How?
We'll just get on them and live in a bubble. That's what we'll do. Hmm. But I think we will eventually with time, because this is what's all these rockets that Musk has sending up and NASA. It's all about exploring galaxies.
It is.
Also seeing what because we've got this fascination with Moon, haven't we?
Yeah, but there's no getting away from the fact that we need water to live, and there's no water on the planets that we can get to.
Yeah, but we can make water.
Right.
We just make water.
Can't we just take some bottled water with us?
Yeah.
I mean, but the thing is...
Oh, and turn it into wine.
Here, there's that Jesus. Everything points back to him.
Oh, tell you what, he's my favourite mate, if he can do that.
If I could just take Jesus to the moon with us, we'd be fine. Yeah. But I'm sure they found a little bit of water on the moon, haven't they? Haven't they found a droplet?
They found ice.
They found ice on
the
moon, haven't they?
I thought that were Mars.
Well, is it Mars?
Mars on the moon.
Well, just colonise Mars then. But I think that will happen with time, because I think because both Mars and Moon is massive, and they've only been to certain parts of it. I mean, round the corner there might be a shopping arcade. Who knows? Side of Moon.
You don't know the round, don't you?
I 100% believe we'll be living on Mars the moon.
The moon.
In 15 years.
15
years.
5? I'll take that bet.
One or two people. Yeah, one or two people on the moon.
You'd want two, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want one.
No. Just like the space station, just set up in a hub, 100%.
They're taking a PlayStation
years.
With
it, the rate at which we are changing travel to space now is
I agree, which, by the way, completely agree with the way that technology is moving on and how much we're starting to think about space more now. Yeah. I mean, you can't even see an Air Force advert now. It doesn't even talk about... It talks about space, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Even Air Force.
Royal Air Force,
thank you. Yeah, Royal Air Force.
Just Air Force.
I knew there was something missing in it. But the... So I totally get with the... I think the thing is when it comes down to the fact of they've got to start thinking, what's it worth? What's the benefit?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the benefit?
Well, the benefit for them is to go
no
to the moon...
No council tax.
Go to the moon... Regenerate at the moon to then go from there to Mars, isn't it? That's the progression. They've got to go from there, because to get to Mars from Earth...
But they're almost doing that with the space station, though. So if they're doing that with the space station, why would they then move to do it on the moon?
I don't know if it was to do, something to do with the...
Where, to go for a walk.
It's to do with the gravity and the oxygen.
Yeah, it's something to do with the moon that's different. Yeah.
I don't know. I think that if you was to look at a lot of things, like I watch a lot of Brian Cox stuff. I'd love to go and see his live show, by the way.
I would love to go and see that live show.
But when you listen to him now and you listen to a lot of experts like that, they hardly talk about the moon. It's like the moon's kind of done, dusted, done.
Yeah.
What they're talking about is Mars and beyond.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what they're talking about is about, you know, how long would it take to get to different galaxies and different solar systems and stuff like that. So I don't think I agree
with... Could you imagine what a sat nav would look like?
What?
Just be like, moon, Mars. Just be like, do I turn left here or what?
In 7,144 days, you'll arrive at your destination.
Yeah.
That going off every half an hour.
Yeah.
In 7,950.
I tell you something.
What if I don't want a camp sat nav?
They do alternative versions.
Yeah. That turns right over the other seas.
There'd still be traffic cones up there, mate. I can guarantee that. There'd still be roadworks.
Yeah. Yeah, they would. Have you ever seen the film Martian? I think I've said this plenty of times on
this
podcast.
Is it a comedy?
No. It's a film about a guy getting stranded on Mars and how he would actually live.
Great film.
It's now in the top.
Do you mean Interstellar?
No,
it's a different
film. Matt Damon's in that, isn't he?
I thought you were talking.
Are you sure?
I'm into a bit of Stella.
Interstellar, yeah.
No, if you're gonna watch a film, Mark, watch The Martian. It's absolutely brilliant.
You're wasting your breath.
I think I am. Well, maybe not now. Maybe not now. Now he's buying a DVD player.
Hold on. Is it American?
Well, yes.
He's not interested.
Yeah, but they're all
is it a film?
Sean Bean's in it.
Is it a film?
Yeah.
What films I'm okay with?
Yeah, Sean Bean's film. In it. Sean Bean's in it.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Right. He plays the flight director.
He doesn't chop his head off, does he?
No.
Like every other film.
Yeah. How old is the film?
5 years.
Okay.
Longer than that.
Maybe 7.
5 years ago with COVID.
All right, maybe 7, 8 years.
Right, okay. It's called The Martian.
When we went to...
Can you imagine Sean Bean? One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
That's a good impression,
I'm telling
that.
When we went to Cape Canaveral in...
Florida. Yeah.
We got to meet some of the... I'm not sure they were astronauts, but there were certainly people high up within
NASA. Sean Bean
were there? Nope. And the question I asked... They said, yeah, ask us any questions you want, if you've got any. And I said, yeah. What's the most accurate film ever made about space?
Good question, that one.
And there were three of them together, all literally at the same time, said, The Martian.
Really?
And I said, I absolutely love that film. They went, well, it was pretty much the writer of the film.
It's because they said it was 2 hours long and it was 119 minutes.
Don't get it. Do you get it?
No.
Explain.
Right, I'm leaving
to
Fester.
You are?
He said it was the most accurate film about space. He said, yeah. He said it was 2 hours long. It was actually 119 minutes.
I'm with you.
Oh, now I'm with you. Anyway.
Do your Jesus one. That one more for you. Do that one again.
Rerun that one.
I mean, best thing about it, Martian was released 5 years ago. He went to Cape Canaveral 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Have you been to Cape Canaveral?
Had they gone back in time?
Anyway, they said it because they pretty much not helped write it, but they were involved in the writing process when it came to the science behind the film.
So do you think that's the reason why they said it's most accurate? Because they were part of it.
I must admit, but yeah, I thought that, but no. I read the book afterwards because one of them said, have you read the book? And I said, no. And he said, read the book because it's actually...
That came out 2 years ago.
No. Shut up.
Has he got loads of pictures in it?
There's more depth in that.
Do your Jesus joke again.
There's more depth in it than...
Well, I need to...
When he walks on... No, he walks bouncier than that.
Yeah.
I need to watch this. I think I'm a bit intrigued.
Have you not seen it, Mark?
No.
Watch it. It's honestly a good film.
I've watched a few sort of space films. The newer ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Gravity.
Yeah.
That's Interstellar, which
that's probably the worst one.
But I've not seen Martian. I thought it were okay, Gravity. It were okay.
But yeah, Martian's very good. It's the only film that I've enjoyed in 4DX, Martian.
Yeah.
Because it was the first film I watched.
I've got a funny feeling we went to watch that together.
I'm going to say it didn't jerk about.
Exactly.
It just flopped around.
Very much so. But like, literally the opening scene is the camera panning across the surface of Mars. And you just feel the seat starting to like...
I think we watched it. Yeah. I think we might have watched that together.
Maybe.
Because I remember...
About 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And that woman comes around with a trolley. Do you want some ice cream? What, on Mars? Not a bloody ice cream on Mars. It'll melt.
Time at the bar, please.
Anyway, while we're just talking about all random stuff...
Yeah.
I just wanted to... Sorry, did that sound just...
You're sure on that in there? Yeah. You're not cutting it out. Carry on.
Yeah. Good job I do editing. No, all seriousness, I just want to take this opportunity just to give our listeners a reminder. Don't forget our website is now live. What's our web address, Mark?
It's www.thechatin.com.
Is there a dot for Jesus?
Is there? Do you not have to read it? A web address. Start again.
Anyway, other Mark, do you want to give us his web address?
I thought you were going to cue me in. Okay.
It's www.thechatin.co.uk.
Or .com. And don't forget, obviously, you can also purchase our first lot of merchandise out there. For anyone that's already purchased them, guys, thank you so much. We've I'm sure you can tell, we haven't done it to, you know, be earning millions. We've done it just to try and support the
podcast. We've not even broke even yet.
But the uptake has been brilliant at first for the mugs, guys. Yeah. We really appreciate
it. Hey, we've sold out of some of the numbers, you know.
Yeah. So please, by all means, go on there, have a look, order some merch to support us. That's what it's about. It's about supporting the podcast. If you really like us and you really want to see us continue, then please.
We
help
really
us
don't long. Make any money. It is costing us at the minute. So any help is muchly appreciated.
Yeah, it's right, isn't it? The amount of people that go, hey, how much money are you making on your podcast?
I know.
It's costing money.
We've got direct debit set up to keep it alive. Anyway, on that note, should we play a game?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, here we go. Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be?
Oh, this is so exciting.
Oh. Come on.
He's nearly there.
The Wheel of Features.
There's nothing to go through from last week, so we shall spin the wheel.
Get it.
Ready?
Spons.
Here we go.
Oh.
Oh, which one?
Back dump!
Yay!
I love it when you say that.
You do. And no, I slightly got an intro. Sorry, what do we do for this? Intro.
Yeah.
Intro.
I've got some random facts that might sound a bit,
like this.
They might sound made up, but they're not. They're actual facts.
So,
did you know that wombat poop?
Wombat?
Wombat. Oh, wombat.
Poop. Oh, okay.
As in poop.
Yep.
Is cube shaped.
Is it?
Cube?
Yeah, it's shaped like a cube.
How big?
What's multiple bats' shapes, poo?
What?
Oh.
What's if multiple bats have a poo, what shape's
one
that?
Bats.
I thought you said one bat. I was like, one bat? Well, what if loads of bats do a poo?
Loads of bats, then you've got loads of cubes.
What if one bat?
One bat is a singular, isn't it, bat?
Apparently there's a reason for it. It's so that when because they use it to mark the territory, and it's when they mark the territory so it doesn't roll away.
Oh. Mm.
Oh.
So humans,
not to be mixed up with cola cubes.
So humans share 60% of their DNA with what?
Bats.
Dolphins.
No. Humans share 60% of their DNA with what?
It's not
a frog.
No.
It's not a monkey, is it?
No.
I know this.
Don't sound like it.
I'm sure you're a dolphin.
It's not.
Mark. A donkey, a horse, a tree, an elephant, a giraffe. I know this.
Is it someone we'll know?
Yes, you know it, yeah.
Right, no, but is it, you're not going to say something like...
Are we 80% water?
You're not going to say a chicken or something, are you?
It's going to be something that...
Oh, yeah, it's a sea animal, isn't it?
No.
I'm sure I know this.
It's going to be a plant or a fruit of some sort.
Okay.
It's always getting closer.
Oh. A banana.
Well done.
There we go. Really?
Yeah,
a banana. Humans
share 60% of their DNA with bananas.
Well, that just shows you that DNA can't be accurate.
They share the other 40% with bats.
So a day on Venus, we've been talking about space today. Yeah. So a day on Venus is longer than a year on Venus.
What?
A day on Venus?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it takes...
I can't get my head around that.
It takes Venus about 243 Earth days to rotate once on its axis.
Yeah.
So that's a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it only takes 225 Earth days to complete an orbit around the sun.
Ooh.
Ah.
So a year is shorter than a day.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, so...
Wombat.
So we all know what a sloth is.
Yes.
Yeah, so
just
sloth.
The one.
Just the one
just
sloth.
The one.
Well, I'm guessing all of them, to be honest, with this fact.
Oh, Rob, this is infant season, this.
How long can they hold their breaths for?
I think I know that. I think it's a long time.
Okay.
It's a long, long time.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well,
how long,
it wouldn't be a fact if it were going to be like a second.
I know this. A long time.
I'm going to have a guess at 20 minutes.
No, I mean, when I say a long time, I mean.
So just to give you some sort of something to measure it against, a dolphin can hold its breath for 15 minutes. So a dolphin, a water creature that holds its breath underwater, can hold its breath for 15 minutes.
Is a sloth underwater?
I think it's a long time. I think it's something like about 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go... Well, I'm going to split the difference. I'm going to say an hour.
Okay.
Mark's going to... He's already said this.
I've already... Sorry. It's 40 minutes.
Ooh.
So obviously the fact is sloths can hold their breath longer than dolphins. Tigers have striped skin.
Right.
No shit, Sherlock.
Ah, well, yeah, you think that.
Do they square poo?
No, actually think about it. A lot of people would say that tigers have got striped fur.
Yeah.
They haven't. They've got striped skin.
And so, they've got see-through fur.
So the distinctive stripes on a tiger's fur are also present on their skin, meaning that if you were to shave a tiger, it'd still have its stripes.
Hmm. Hey, yeah. Did you know that polar bears are actually black?
Yes, and their fur's white.
There we go.
Oh.
And the last one...
Hang on a minute, are you doing facts now? What? Are you coming in on his feature?
When he said that... Can I just check? Wait, that other one, did you say an elephant has stripes?
What are you? What
Why?
Are you
Why
on?
Would I say that?
He said one bat.
One bat.
One bat.
No. He said an elephant has stripes.
No. Tiger.
A tiger.
Right. I seriously heard elephant.
Well, yeah. So it's not just an elephant's fur that's striped.
No, wait.
Well, when I listen back to it, if I did say either. Elephant, I'm changing it.
I'm sat here going...
No, we definitely said tiger.
How many furry elephants have you ever seen? There was a silence, and that's why... Because I was going,
if you would,
did he just say that
if
right?
If you would have said elephant, we would have gone, elephant?
I literally visually saw an elephant as he said it, and thinking...
You would have.
How did... An elephant? I'm thinking...
So, last one.
Can I have a look? Has your mum still got any of your like drawings from school?
Yeah.
An elephant.
No, they're still at the clinic.
It's an elephant eating an antelope.
Those pictures are still at the clinic.
So last one. There are more fake flamingos in the world than real ones.
Really?
When you say fake, are they...
Plastic ones.
Yeah, because they put them in... waters, don't they, to scare away
stripy ones
and bats.
When you said fake it, I thought there were other animals dressing up as flamingos and pretending to
where
be
flamingos.
Where
are you going to? I'm in the fancy dress.
Apparently, estimates suggest that there are over 20 million plastic flamingos.
You know what it
exist.
Is, don't you? I'll tell you what it is. It's turkeys at Christmas. They get dressed up as flamingos. You're not getting me.
And on that note,
absolutely.
Yeah. See you,
boys. See you, boys.
See you, boys.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat at gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.